Sorry if I'm late. I wanted this out before the hour was up, but I flushed my foot in the toilet. Let's get on. First One He Plays clip features Crash Bandicoot. Those are always a good laugh, albeit not really original. Oh, and he got Chris Hansen off Cameo. As this is first place, I may need to hold the top spots to a higher standard, since they're supposed to be the best movies of the day. I'm not saying this is a bad movie, but I've seen better and worse up here. 1 of 3. Second cool intro. But the outlines are pretty janky. It's a typical Adobe Flash problem that a lot of animators run into, especially when there's zero pressure sensitivity. I myself had faced it early on in my animation journey. As these are vector lines, it is possible to fix, clean those up, or even exaggerate certain areas. And it doesn't take that long if you're good at it. Some of the techniques I've used include selecting certain parts and smoothening them, selecting and removing points, and erasing ends to make them sharper. I've also picked up a few tricks from Rubber Ninja's video, How to Animate with Great Line Art, Adobe Animate and Flash. Hopefully you can learn a thing or two. 2, 3. Third, great animation and aesthetic. However, I believe that teasers should try to opt out of awards. The reason for this is that once the movie actually comes out, you've effectively won an award twice for the same content and lessens the overall load for the latter movie. Otherwise, I'd give this a 3 or beyond. 2, 3. Fourth, feels like something right out of the 20th century. Warts, or rather splinter fetus goo, and all. Once they pulled the splinter out and I saw what's underneath, I thought this would turn into an alien thing and come to life. 3, 3, sabi in a fifth. This Wallace and Gromit parody made in 48 hours. As someone who has tried animating as quickly as possible, I can tell this is definitely on the jankier side. Even some of the audio suffered. Otherwise, it's a fun watch, especially for fans of the Aardman classic. Stay tuned for Aardman's own upcoming official WNG movie. I will note that Cut the Mustard consists of 5 people, 2 animators, a character designer, a storyboard artist, and a musician. So getting this film done in 48 hours is more so a sign of good teamwork, if anything. As a 48-hour animation, this would be about a 3 or higher, but against movies that may have taken weeks or even months to create, it comes close to a 2, barely. 2, 3. Overall, it's a good lineup, a lot of good intentions, but also a lot to talk about. Ideally, the top spots should be better than the lower spots, or equally high if possible. But sometimes clout or other factors gets in the way. Total score, 10-15. Best, favorite, splinter.